Hi there. My name is Jan Tielens. I'm a technical evangelist over here at Microsoft, and I would like to make use of this opportunity to give you a very quick introduction on Microsoft and the Internet of Things. When we say Microsoft and the Internet of Things, there are two areas that we play a role in. We play a role on the devices side, which would translate to things from the Internet of Things. And we play a role on the cloud services side, which would translate to the internet from the Internet of Things. Let's start off by talking about the devices side. And this is actually not something that is new for Microsoft. We have been building operating systems for embedded devices for quite some time, for let's say 25 years. And now to understand, we've got a version of Windows 10 that is specifically built for IoT devices. And that version of Windows 10 is called Windows 10 IoT. Windows 10 IoT comes in a couple of different flavors that you can make use of on your IoT devices, depending on the capabilities and the form factor that your device has. We've got, for example, a version of Windows 10 IoT, which is pretty interesting to talk about, and that one is called Windows 10 IoT Core. That's a version of Windows 10 that runs on the very small IoT devices, like, let's say, the Raspberry Pi 2 and 3, the Miniboard Max, the Dragon Board, all those very popular development boards. You can just run a Windows 10 on top of it, which is, I think, a pretty cool scenario. The interesting thing is for developers. If you are a developer and you're building Windows applications, you actually already know how to build applications for IoT devices that are running Windows 10. Because since Windows 10, every app, every universal Windows application is the same. So as a developer, you can use your existing skills, your existing knowledge. You can have one single application that can be executed on, let's say, a typical desktop machine, on a laptop, on a phone, on a tablet, on a very big Surface Hub, and even on those very small IoT devices that are running Windows 10 IoT Core. Another very interesting thing to mention about Windows 10 IoT Core is the fact that it's free. You don't need to pay a license to Microsoft to get it. You can just download it from the internet. Even if you would like to make use of Windows 10 IoT Core in, let's say, a commercial product, you're free to do that. Once again, you don't need to pay a license to Microsoft. Let's switch gears and let's talk about cloud services. Cloud services for IoT solutions are delivered by your Azure cloud. And what we noticed is that when developers were building IoT backends, they were trying to solve the same challenges over and over again. Like probably every developer wants to build an IoT backend that is high available, that can scale to extreme volumes, that is secure as well. So what we did in Azure, we built some building blocks that our developers can use off the shelf to accomplish all the things that I just mentioned in a very easy and a very quick way. First component that is interesting to mention is the IoT hub that we've got in Azure. The IoT hub, first of all, is a large-scale ingestion engine that comes with additional features like device management, device registration. So it's a component that you can fit in I think pretty much every IoT backend that you may want to build. After the IoT hub, typically we've got a thing that we put in place that is called Stream Analytics. And Stream Analytics is our implementation of a thing that's called in general Stream Processing. Stream Analytics is Stream Processing as a service. Very easy to get going, very quickly to set up. And that thing is going to allow you to analyze your data in real time while your data is still in movement, when it's not stored in long-term storage, for example. When you do want to store your data in long-term storage, we've got a multitude of choices in Azure, ranging from, let's say, the traditional SQL database, the relational database, to NoSQL solutions, to big data solutions with Hadoop, to blob data, you name it, and we've got that covered in Azure as well. And of course, once you've stored your data, you probably would like to do something with your data, like display it in a nice dashboard. You can do that with Power BI. Maybe you would like to expose your data through an API. We've got stuff for doing that in Azure. And a more recent, very interesting scenario as well is when you want to make use of your existing data and learn from it. And you can do that by making use of Azure Machine Learning. And then you can build scenarios that will allow you to predict what's going to happen in the future or find correlations that maybe you were not even aware of that they existed. Like I said, in Azure, we've got all those components that you can just make use of. And you can configure them according to your needs. Another thing that we did is we created something in Azure that we call the Azure IoT Suite. And the Azure IoT Suite is nothing more than a collection of templates that we see frequently being used, frequently being created in IoT backends. And those templates will actually provision all the building blocks that I mentioned and configure all the building blocks for you in a couple of clicks. So it's a great way to get started to build your first IoT backend in a very quick and a very easy way. The templates that we've got in place in the Azure IoT Suite, for example, are the template to build a predictive maintenance solution or to build a solution that will allow you to do remote monitoring. Once again, very easy, very quick to get started. That basically summarizes the things that we do in Azure. And if we summarize Microsoft and the Internet of Things in general, remember that we play a role both on the device side with Windows 10 IoT and on the cloud service side with the stuff that we've got in Azure. If you would like to learn more about Windows 10 IoT, one website to remember, windowsondevices.com. If you would like to learn more about the IoT stuff that we've got in Azure, azure.com/IoT. If you have any further questions, feel free to reach out to us, to myself or to the team. And maybe we meet during one of the IoT.be meetings that will be organized in the future. Bye.